Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day. It's time to rejoice. Do you know one time there was a dad who came out of his house, and his little daughter was there in the front. She was crying, and she was very upset. And he said, "Honey, what happened?" She said, "We were playing hide and seek, and I hid too well." And so they went off to play somewhere else. We know the season of Advent reminds us that God is not playing hide and seek with us. Jesus is the one mightier than John, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born as a tiny babe in that humble manger, and yet he is God with us. True God and true man. But through the Last Supper institution of the Holy Eucharist, God, our Savior, remains with us in the Eucharist. In the new book from Matthew Kelly entitled Beautiful Eucharist, there are many essays about the Eucharist and personal encounters. Bobby Angel, one of the contributors in that book, has a chapter entitled God's Hiding and Our Seeking. Bobby wrote, "Either we are really crazy as Catholics, worshiping, adoring, and consuming bread as the body of Christ, or it really is Jesus." He says there is no in between. We must take sides. Either the bread and the wine are not Jesus, and we as Catholics are committing idolatry, or the Eucharist truly is the bread of life, and Jesus is telling us the truth. He truly is the Word that became flesh to take away the sins of the world. And Eucharistic appreciation should awaken us to the real presence of Jesus. He is with us here in the Eucharistic meal and the miracle of the Mass. And he is reserved for us in the tabernacle. Perhaps it is helpful to reflect this morning. Lord Jesus, seeker of souls and present with us, you are our greatest treasure. You humbly assume the appearance of bread and wine for us. Your real presence is a powerful sign of your desire to be with us physically. Lord, you are not hiding from us. Could it be that it is we who are hiding from you? Maybe we are hiding covered by the worries and the cares and the temptations of the world. Sadly, your presence is often unnoticed or treated with indifference or abused by doubting that it is really you in the sacred host. Lord Jesus, pattern of patience, and hear for us. You know all things. There have been numerous Eucharistic miracles throughout the ages. Hosts have bled or been transformed into flesh, and the Eucharistic wine into visible blood. Could our tendency to hide from you be reasons you unveil your presence through such miracles? We praise you for your patience and your constant desire to be with us. Lord Jesus, worthy of our love and truly present here with us, open the eyes of our hearts so that we may find you above the noises and distractions of the world. Enable us to appreciate the miracle of your love in the consecration of every Mass. Lord Jesus, on the cross, you cried out, "I thirst." And through the ages, the saints have told us that it was not water that you were thirsting for, Lord, but it was for us. It was for you and me. Here we are, Lord Jesus. We have come before you. We will make straight the path to you, truly present in the miracle of the Eucharist. And may our holy communion with you today move us to share your presence with those near us, those in our family, those close to us who are living a life of hide and seek with you, Lord Jesus. As a reminder, after Mass today, please be sure to stop by the tables outside the doors of the church to receive a free copy of the book, Beautiful Eucharist. In this book, you can learn more about individuals like Bobby Angel, Father Mike Smits, Peter Kreeft, Fulton Sheen, Matthew Kelly, and many others, and their experiences with the Eucharist present with us. Take the book, read, ponder, share, and adore. You know, Almighty God gives us the grace to do what is good and true and noble and right. And there is no better way to receive God's grace than through the Eucharist, which is God with us.